Sarah, congratulations. And I've got to admit, that's me punked well and truly.
Yeah, I think it surprised a few people. I'm not sure. I think after I wasn't named in the Thunder team, I think people were sort of scratching their heads a little bit. But, you know, it's nice to do something different. It's nice for the league to have a bit of movement in it as well. So, yeah, full surprises.
I mean, it's easy to say, but you're a touch of class. So were there offers from elsewhere? Could you have gone anywhere?
I don't think I could have gone anywhere. But, hey. I mean, yeah, let's just say that. No, there were offers from elsewhere, and I wasn't dead set that I wanted to not go back to Thunder, but I wanted to listen to offers and kind of decide where would be best for me this year and what would kind of give me the challenge and motivation that I feel like I need.
So why Sirens?
I just think, having spoken to them and kind of seen a little bit from New Zealand last year, I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here in terms of building a team from scratch, but also the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward the game of netball, how they want to engage with community. They want to be a flagship team for Glasgow and for Scotland. And, you know, just thinking big and thinking long-term, but trying to really raise aspirations. And I think that's what the league needs at the minute, teams who are going to kind of push the boundaries, go and ask the best players in the world if they'll come and play for them seriously, and expect to get good players and really kind of drive the Super League forward. And yeah, like I said, having spoken to them, I was like, this sounds like something I want to be part of. When I went to Thunder initially in 2009 with Jade, they were sat at the bottom of the table, and it was a risk, but it was something that I was excited about. It was my home club, and I wanted to take them back where they belonged. And now I feel like Thunder have got that kind of foundation, and they'll continue to do well because they're producing so much talent in the Northwest, and they've got that kind of system in place where it's just coming through time and time again. So it's time for me to sort of go elsewhere and find a new challenge and try and do something else.
And Sirens as well. I mean, certainly from last season, we saw the branding's on point, and they're making the right kind of movements to step on as a franchise this season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the marketing and branding was really, really, really strong last year. They got crowds, they got TV audiences, and that's kind of just scratching the surface of what they want to do and how big they want to make it. And that's exciting to be involved in as a player when you feel like people are interested in this team and the kind of there's a demand for it in Scotland and in Glasgow.
Team building was at the weekend, a nice mystery. It was a good laugh because you won it, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good when you win. But no, it was really good. I mean, it's daunting going into a new team and a new environment, and you obviously have all the first day nerves, but, you know, the girls were great and it was a lot of fun. We tried to find my way around Glasgow and failed miserably, but we still won. So, yeah, it was really good to meet the girls and sort of start our pre-season proper.
The nice thing is as well, you'll be swapping that beach life for a nice lockside log cabin, or have you got a nice apartment sorted out?
Log cabin, God, I hope not. No, I'm staying in the city at the minute, which is nice. The temperature is pretty low. And
a little different.
Only going to get lower, so yeah, we'll see how that goes. But now it's a cool city. I've never been here for Commonwealth Games and enjoying it. And so, yeah, try and find some hobbies and kind of get into the city life, I think.
How are you with the rest of the squad? You met them at the weekend. You'll know people like Leah for England, the Scottish girls from the internationals.
Yeah, vaguely. I think it's probably, other than last year where I was on the other side of the world, it's probably the biggest unknown for me in terms of going into a team. I don't really know people that well at all. But that's kind of exciting as well, you know, to go in with a blank canvas and have no real expectations or prejudgments on people is nice. And you can really sort of get to work in pre-season and make sure that we make this team what we want it to be.
Any games in particular next season you're looking forward to? Thunder, Wasps?
Yeah, I mean, Thunder will be a big game. It'll be it'll be a tough game, and it'll be tough for me to play against them, but it'll be good as well. I'll look forward to going back to Manchester or welcoming them here. And you know, there's massive games all over the place. You know, Wasps are obviously champions. Loughborough were really unlucky to miss out, so they'll be top teams. And I think Mavericks have recruited really well. So there's a lot of big games, and I think it is a little bit like last year, where you look at it and you kind of go, oh, there's not an obvious top four. I think people could back a few teams to make it. So yeah, I think every game people would be scrapping for the points.
So you think that Pulse last season was the right move for you in a way, in that stage of your career? Glad you did it?
Yeah, definitely. It was something that when they made the offer, I was sort of like, I can't turn it down, especially getting older and knowing that those opportunities don't come around all the time. I'm really glad I did it. Absolutely loved the season, and the girls there were awesome. So just had an all-round great experience. I've really not got anything negative to say about it. So yeah, really glad I did it. And I think it helped me find a bit of extra motivation as well, and kind of love my netball again. So hopefully that can continue this season.
And how's that going to make you stronger going into next season?
I think just any experience you have, when especially playing against a different style and playing against different players and kind of pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, only makes you a better player. And now I've been playing for I don't know how many years, and kind of keep notching up those different experiences, and hopefully I'll have some things to pass on to my teammates, as well as kind of doing my own job well.